Welcome to the Kojo Namdi Show. I'm Jen Golbeck, filling in for Kojo. Later in the show, we talk about the D.C. region's dozens of colleges and universities, but does it feel like a college town? That's a little later. But first, a recent report on the Fairfax County Fire Department found their workplace challenged with claims of harassment, discrimination, bullying, retaliation, and a lack of trust in leadership. The report was ordered following the April suicide of a female firefighter, which brought to light concerns about women's treatment in the fire department. How will the Fairfax Fire Department move forward to address their workplace culture? Richard Bowers, chief of the Fairfax County Fire and Rescue, joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jen.
And you can join us, too. Do you think fire departments still have a boys' club work culture? If you work in the fire service, have you experienced similar challenges in your workplace? You can give us a call at 1-800-433-8850 or send us a tweet to @KojoShow. Chief Bowers, the recent report commissioned by Fairfax County identified five core areas of your fire department's culture: dedication, leadership, bullying, harassment and discrimination, conflict management, and hiring and promotions. What was your initial response to the report overall?
Well, first of all, I take the report very seriously and the themes and the recommendations associated with it. Just so everyone knows, I did ask for an independent agency to come in along with county leadership, Chairman Bulova and the county executive. Ask for the same. So it gives us now a roadmap for improvements. And the other thing I want to make sure that everyone understands and knows is we have a lot of really good people in this department doing really great things every day. Follow the rules, come to work, serve the citizens. And where we have challenges, where we have issues, where we have people that don't follow the rules, they are dealt with and they are appropriately disciplined. And going forward, those are the same things that will occur. We will not tolerate whatsoever any sexual harassment, bullying, or anything of those sorts.
You've been in the fire service for nearly 40 years, including 5 years as fire chief in Montgomery County before coming to Fairfax. Of all the areas highlighted in the report, which one do you find most troubling?
Well, as I stated before, all the themes are challenging, and if you will, I take them very seriously. So I wouldn't put one above the other. I just know that we have work to do in all those areas, and in some areas, a little bit more work to do. So, again, all of them are concerning, and I take them very seriously.
There are 38 fire and rescue stations in Fairfax County. How do we know which stations are impacted and which leadership officials are responsible for the management issues there?
Well, number one, we actually have over 40 work sites. There's the training academy, there's our code enforcement, our investigators, and our communications section also that are included as work sites. So, actually, more than just the 38 fire stations, but it's everyone's responsibility, top down, bottom up, to appropriately lead and manage and supervise at each of those levels, whatever functional position you're in. So it's the entire department, and that's one of the cultural shifts that we will begin to, again, focus on making sure that accountability, leadership, management, and supervision, top-down, bottom-up, is everywhere in the department.
The report was originally requested to address the work culture for women firefighters after the April 2016 suicide of Fairfax firefighter Nicole Mittendorf. What conversations are you having with the female firefighters about the report's findings?
Well, number one, all along we've been discussing issues for firefighters that are females. Actually, I put a women's program officer, one of our battalion chiefs, in my office that reports directly to me before the report even happened, and honestly was in a position to do it before the loss of Nicole. And that was to really address any items or issues of concern or suggestions or ideas to improve the environment, the work environment for our females in the department. So the battalion chief has been in that position for almost a year now. We've made some major strides. So this week, I will be meeting with all the employee groups to include the women's group, and then independently, I'll meet with each of the other employee groups along with the women's group to address specifically any of the items in the report that they wish to speak directly to me on.
Firefighter Maggie Hernandez filed a lawsuit against the department on May 6th, claiming she experienced sexual harassment over a period of years. The lawsuit's still active, but the Washington Post reports that new policies are in place to investigate sexual harassment claims. What specifically are the new policies?
Well, number one, the Office of Human Rights and in the county does the investigations and all the intakes, and we have adjusted our policies to mirror the county's policies on that. So if there's any complaint of sexual harassment, discrimination, harassment, or bullying, will be directed as an intake to the Office of Human Equities Programs in county government, so that it's a central place and the investigation is done there. And that I believe, absolutely was an important step and a critical step to centralizing the intakes and the if you will, investigations outside of this department.
So discrimination was an issue that the report highlights, but these kinds of lawsuits are in fire departments across the country. They're rampant. We see big city fire departments all over facing the same issue. So what are you going to do differently than all these other fire departments to actually address these discrimination claims beyond obviously what you just outlined?
Yeah. Well, I think the first is you have to accept that in any large organization, such as Fairfax or any other fire and rescue department across the country, that you've got to set, if you will, a strong policy, a strong message, top down, bottom up, and that you have, if you will, the trust and the credibility that things will be investigated and things will be reported. The most important emphasis that I am going to concentrate on is making sure that people feel comfortable, men, women, any minority at all, speaking up, raising your hand and say, I have a complaint. And that's the biggest hurdle, I think, for any department, is making sure your men and women of any background are comfortable to speak up. But before that even needs to happen, what emphasis needs to be placed on is making sure everybody follows the rules. Everyone's kind and respectful, and know that those types of expectations are followed so that we don't have a situation where someone has to raise their hand and complain. So on the front end, education and training and accountability. On the middle end, if you will, people raising their hand and saying they have a complaint and feeling comfortable about it.
So, you know, we know that these kinds of issues with harassment and discrimination are going on. That's highlighted in the report. A lot of people have reported that. And if that's actually happening, then you get to this point where people have to raise their hand, as you said. But the report points out concerns around leadership and specifically a lack of trust and accountability. So what kind of fire department work culture is it if employees feel a lack of trust in their senior management?
Well, it is one of the things that certainly has to be worked on, not on a daily basis, but on an every minute basis. And again, it takes time to change a perception. And again, the report is focused on perceptions, and all the responses were anonymous. So the thing that everyone has to really understand and really embrace is it takes time to change those types of perceptions and make sure that trust is built minute by minute, hour by hour, and then day by day and week by week. So it is an evolution that needs to occur, and it's one of the things that I will begin, not just today, but I've already begun to focus on.
As a reminder, you can join the conversation. How do you think the Fairfax Fire Department should move forward to address their workplace culture? You can give us a call at 1-800-433-8850. So I'd like to come back. As I mentioned, Maggie Hernandez, a firefighter in the department, had filed a sexual harassment lawsuit. And one issue that came up is the discipline process and the grievance process. She reported to Guy Morgan, and he conducted a, quote, inept investigation of her claims. In May, Morgan was placed on administrative leave and then let go after images and language from his Facebook page were found to be lewd. Who's now handling harassment and bullying claims, and what's the process to address them?
Well, number one, as I stated before, any complaint relating to sexual harassment, bullying, or discrimination goes directly to the Office of Human Rights and Equity Programs in county government. So all of that is a third party, if you will, outside the fire rescue department, but another county agency. As it relates to any internal professional standards investigation, which is an administrative investigation, it's anything that could be beyond that. So to answer your question, as it relates to the specific item you referenced, all those types of complaints go directly to the Office of Human Equity and Rights Programs.
The Washington Post also reports that you'll start a few initiatives to address mental health and suicide prevention. To what degree does mental health awareness and suicide prevention play a role in your department, and have there been other incidents of suicide?
Well, number one, we've already done a lot of work with our organizational task force that I put together almost a year ago. That included great representation from our newest employees, if you will, all the way up to and including senior leadership. And we put a lot of information out, education and training-wise, about suicide. As it relates to those personnel that have possibly either considered or taken their life from the act of suicide, there have been some that in Fairfax that have been retired that unfortunately had taken their life by suicide. Our goal, my goal, is to get the information out there, get the resources in place for the men and women to be able to utilize. And I'm happy to say, unfortunately, but yet happy to say, because of the information we put out to the men and women and the training that we have done and the education that we've done, four people have used the services successfully, and we did not have a negative outcome.
I'd like to take a call now from Rick in Fairfax Station, Virginia. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to make a comment first, then I'll ask a question. As a father, I have to tell you that if I had found out that my daughter committed suicide or was sexually harassed by firefighters, my personal response would be to take advantage of our wonderfully lax gun laws and go to that firefighter station with an automatic weapon looking for the guy or guys that harassed her. Second of all, have any of these monkeys been fired for their involvement in these shenanigans?
Well, first of all, you know, the statement about, I would assume you're making a statement about Nicole Mittendorf. Is that correct?
I believe that's right. She's the one whose suicide initiated this process.
Right. Well, I just want to make sure that we're straight, that the Virginia State Police have already done a criminal investigation. And during that criminal investigation, it was determined by them, not by the fire rescue department, that Nicole did not take her life, or no one, if you will, bullied her into taking her life. So,
well, certainly beyond her as a specific example, there are plenty of cases of sexual harassment that have been raised and reported by female firefighters in the department. And, you know, I know Rick mentioned suicide, but he also just mentioned, you know, if his daughter were sexually harassed, and that certainly seems to be an issue.
Well, he referenced it as it relates to Nicole, and I wanted to make sure we got that piece straight. As far as anyone else exhibiting sexual harassment, yes, people have been let go and or severely disciplined based on their act of not following the rules or not doing what's right.
I want to ask you one final question. If I were a young woman who's interested in joining the Fairfax Fire Department, but I heard about the report and now have some concerns, what would you tell me to encourage me to apply and join? And I want to push hard on that. I work in a very male-dominated field also, and you know, being told education and we're going to work really hard on this and we're going to tell people it's not okay and they'll be accountable, like, that doesn't reassure me because, you know, sexual harassment absolutely happens in my field despite all of that. So give me a little more specific argument about why, if I'm a female and I want to become a firefighter, that this is an environment where I'd be safe and supported.
Well, number one, I want you here. Number two, there are 168 women in this fire and rescue department right now, more than the majority of the larger departments, metro departments in the United States. And thirdly, I have not seen a decline in any of our female applicants. Actually, I've seen an increase. As a matter of fact, currently in our current recruit class, I believe we have 8 firefighter female recruits, which is pretty substantial out of 45 recruits. So I think without question, people aren't turning away. People are coming to us, and I want people to be part of this cultural change. And part of being the cultural change is we need women in the fire and rescue service here in Fairfax County.
Richard Bowers is chief of the Fairfax County Fire and Rescue Department. Thanks very much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Washington and whether or not it's a college town. Stay tuned. Before we get back into our conversation about D.C. as a college town, I wanted to discuss our first segment. During that segment, a caller made a threatening comment during our conversation about how the Fairfax County Fire Department handles issues related to harassment and discrimination. This isn't the kind of environment we seek to provide for our guests and our listeners on a daily basis, so I'd like to apologize to both the chief and to those of you listening today. It's our mission to make sure this is a place where we can all come to have civil conversations about the issues most important to our communities, and that's what we'll get back to right now.